News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The 13 minutes past 7 on News Talk Breakfast with Paul Williams and Shane Coleman. The death rates among men skin cancer have soared in wealthy nations since 1985, with mortality rates among women rising much more slowly. A medical conference in Glasgow in the last couple of days has heard this. The bad news, the really bad news for us in Ireland, is that we are only two of 18 countries where skin cancer death rates among men have doubled in the past 30 years. Dr. Robert O'Connor, Head of Research at the Irish Cancer Society, joins us now. Robert, a doubling of death cancer rates in Ireland in the last 30 years. These figures are shocking. Why are we doing so badly here?
Good morning, Shane. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good morning.
I guess the challenge is that people still don't, I think, make the link between excess sun exposure, excess ultraviolet light exposure, and longer-term skin damage and skin cancer. And that's a challenge for us, I guess, to get that message home. 9 in 10 cases of skin cancer, and there will be nearly 12,000 cases of skin cancer this year. 9 in 10 cases are associated with overexposure to sunlight, particularly in the earlier decades of people's lives.
Okay. Why are we much worse than other countries around Europe and around the world in getting this message across, particularly to men?
I suspect it's not just that we're maybe poorer than other countries in communicating it. We have, because of our typically pale skin, fair complexion, blondes and redheads making up a large portion of our population, we've already got a higher susceptibility than other countries.
And Robert, you're the expert in this. I'm not arguing at all. The only point I would make is our rate has doubled in the last 30 years. There's only one other country, Croatia, whose rate of decline, if I can put it like that, has been so bad.
Yeah, we have a susceptibility, an innate susceptibility anyway. We have a communication challenge, I suppose, in helping people understand what they can do and I suppose the risks that they have from excess sun exposure. We have a population that has gone through a very dramatic change in financial circumstances, notwithstanding all of the challenges we've had over the last decade. The average take-home pay, the number of people travelling abroad for sun holidays, for ski holidays, people who had historically used sunbeds, etc., all of those things contribute to that very dramatic rise in the Irish population.
I'm also shocked on a regular basis by the number of people that I know who never wear sun cream. They might wear it if they're going on holidays in Spain or something, but around in Ireland they would never wear it. And particularly men, do they almost see it as a kind of a macho thing or something? Why are you putting on sun cream? That's kind of that's for big girls' blouses or something. Is there that kind of attitude?
I guess it's hard not to fall into anecdote, and my experience will be similar, I have to say, in my own social circle. And that's a communication challenge that we need people to understand. And it's not just about sun cream. It's about covering up. It's about wearing hats. It's about reducing exposure at the most difficult times of the day, peak sun days. It's about people being more careful. It's about employers and other examples in other countries like Australia where, thankfully, they have started to see a reduction in their skin cancer incidence. They've brought employers on board and there's legal requirements for employers to protect their workers, outdoor workers, etc. And while some of these skin cancers do occur in people who have been away on foreign holidays, etc., a lot of the burden is among people who work outdoors. And this is a challenge and, again, a communication issue that we need people, farmers, builders, etc., to appreciate that when they're outdoors, they are being exposed to ultraviolet light and they need to take measures, much like they would to protect their eyes if they're working around wood or whatever. They need to take measures to protect their skin.
Okay, just very finally, because there's not too often you can say on the programme, the advice you give here could literally save somebody's life who's listening this morning. It won't save their life in the next 6 months or a year, but in the long term it potentially could. What is the message you want to get across? What do people need to do In summer, when they're on holidays, and maybe even in winter, maybe, you know, during warm, sunny days in winter, what do they need to do?
I guess people need to get out and be active and all of that, and all organisations would support people being out and active. People need to be cautious and careful over their whole lifetime. They need to look after their children, keep them covered up from excess sun exposure. They need to be taking measures, wearing sunglasses, wearing sunblock hats, etc., and doing that across the course of the life. And there are some people who are much more prone to getting skin cancer, people who have lots of different skin blemishes and birthmarks. They're at particular risk and they need to be particularly careful. And I suppose on the other side, where people do see skin blemishes, they need to go and get expertise to assess that. They need to go through their GP and see a dermatologist, who's the only qualified person to be able to examine the skin and make a determination as to whether something is a dangerous anomaly.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Dr. Robert O'Connor, Head of Research at the Irish Cancer Society. Thanks indeed for joining us. Paul, those figures are staggering. Death rates here have doubled in 30 years.
We are
top of that league table, and it's a league table you do not want to be top of.
The thing is, go to your doctor regularly. Get yourself checked out. Don't be afraid.
Bit of cop on. Put on a T-shirt, put on sun cream as well. Well, you heard what the expert had to say. Mm-hmm.